A few scattered rice beds look good, but Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission biologist Peter David says this is a bad year across the region.
East central Minnesota, kind of the area from Duluth out to the Big Sandy Lake complex and down to Mille Lacs, that area is bad as I've ever seen it, almost a total failure on many, many important rice lakes that way. Northwest Wisconsin fares a little bit better, but certainly well below average.
David does say northeastern Wisconsin is better, but even that is below par. He says the June 20th flood up north is part of the reason.
Took rice that was in that floating leaf stage and probably drowned it or ended up essentially pulling it out of the bottom as those water levels jumped up. But sort of the very broad distribution of poor beds that we're seeing here also suggests there may be some other factors at work.
Other factors could include climate change. David says wild rice is designed for northern climates. Warmer temperatures, including recent mild winters, hurt germination and can lead to fungal disease. David says the bad wild rice crop hits tribes the hardest.
They kind of count on it. I'm putting some food on the table, and it's tough because this is the third fairly poor year in a row in northern Wisconsin, so there's sort of a cumulative effect going on there.
Most of the harvest in Wisconsin is in Burnett, Washburn, Polk, Oneida, Vilas, and Forest counties. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.